From a disease where people think they are infested with parasites but aren't, to a group of people who aren't infested but want to be. You might remember from ABC One's Catalyst, or indeed our own science show, that people with autoimmune disease claim to get therapeutic benefits from parasitic infestation. Well, a group of Australian researchers have just wrapped up an investigation into whether a few hookworms in the gut might mitigate some of the side effects of celiac disease, namely gluten intolerance. How does it work? Well, as Professor Alex Lucas of James Cook University explains, it all comes back to the hygiene hypothesis.
The hygiene hypothesis essentially proposes that the immune response is in part learned by exposure to microorganisms, parasites in this instance, and also in part regulated by their presence. So over time, our immune system has evolved to coexist with parasites. And then in very, very recent evolutionary time, we have, from industrialized countries anyway, eradicated them. So all of a sudden, we have taken a lifelong passenger out of the equation, and our immune response can no longer cope with their absence. And so our immune system, which is trained to deal with microorganisms, now in industrialized nations is looking for something to fight.
But what the immune system ends up fighting is often not what you want it to fight, like gluten, which then leads to the gluten intolerance experienced by people with celiac disease. One controversial solution to the hygiene hypothesis is helminth therapy, the idea that you put back in the parasites that modern hygiene has taken out. Alex Lucas.
Helminth therapy is almost like turning evolutionary history on its head. What helminth therapy involves is introducing worms back into people in industrialized nations in an effort to combat either allergies or autoimmune diseases. Worms are very good at masking their own presence. So we're talking about big parasites, often many, many centimetres long, yet they seem to live happily for many, many years inside humans, in many instances without causing a whole lot of chronic pathology. By taking a small number of very carefully considered parasites, and hookworms are a good example, and introducing those very carefully under strictly regulated conditions, numerous people, including ourselves, are now looking at curing or at least minimising the pathology of autoimmune diseases and food allergies by using helminths. So it's been known for quite some time that autoimmune diseases and many allergies are much less frequently encountered in developing countries where people still have helminths. And in developed countries such as our own, allergies and autoimmune diseases are really on the rise, alarmingly so.
Lucas and his colleagues wanted to know what effect hookworm infestation would have on the gluten intolerance experienced by those suffering from celiac disease.
We wondered whether a worm infection, in particular hookworm, could have some sort of therapeutic effect on celiac disease. So we recruited via a clinical trial 20 people with celiac disease who were active celiacs but had been on a gluten-free diet for a considerable amount of time. They were divided into two arms. One group received 15 hookworms and the other group did not. And this was a blinded clinical trial, so the patients didn't know whether they had hookworm or not. Hookworm infection is acquired via penetration of microscopic larvae of the worm. So the adult worm's about a centimetre long and lives inside your gut, but the infectious stage is actually the larva. There's little larvae waiting there ready to penetrate through the skin. And then the larvae get into the bloodstream and very quickly make their way through the heart and lungs, are coughed up and then swallowed and reside in your small intestine as a 1 centimetre long adult worm that loves to feed on blood. Once they're there, they will take up residence for many years, and if the number of worms that someone is infected with is low enough, and if they have a good diet, like we all do in Australia, then there is really very little to no pathology observed.
So sure, hookworm infestation, under the right circumstances, is a safe therapy. But is it an effective one? To put this to the test, trial participants had to eat 4 pieces of white bread a day for 5 days, a celiac's worst nightmare. Did the hookworms help? Alex Lucas.
We did not see a complete reversal of symptoms. We observed at best a weak trend towards reduced numbers of T cells in the blood and in the gut that responded to gluten. So the patients were still sick, but there certainly were trends towards less pathology. And what we have noticed more recently by analysing the immune response of these patients is that the markers of pathology in celiac disease, which are some cytokines, which are hormone-like molecules produced by the immune cells in the gut, two particular cytokines are associated with celiac disease. One's called interferon gamma, and the other one is called interleukin-17. Both of those particular cytokines were significantly reduced in the patients who had hookworm after they ate the bread, compared to the group who did not have the hookworm. So we are seeing less pathology in terms of various markers of celiac disease pathology, but this was not a dramatic improvement in the patients with celiac disease, and certainly hookworm infection at this point in time is not a cure-all.
Hookworm infestation might not be a cure-all, but it seems patients would rather live with the parasites than without them.
After the trial, the people who were already infected were given the opportunity to lose their existing infection, and interestingly, none of them did. They all chose to keep their hookworm. Many of the patients actually said that they felt better and have opted to either keep or acquire a new hookworm infection, which, I mean, I found intriguing.
Yeah, it's a very low-maintenance pet, if nothing else.
Yeah, that's right. And despite some public perception, a hookworm infection in developed countries where we practice proper hygiene and we defecate in the toilet does not pose a risk to anybody around the infected person. And these parasites do not reproduce asexually within the person. So if I gave somebody 15 hookworms, that is all they're ever going to have until they are treated with a drug that eliminates that infection. So there's not this risk for massive expansion of the infection within any infected individual.
Professor Alex Lucas of James Cook University. Before we go, an update on the complementary medicine story from a few weeks ago. You might remember SensorSlim Australia, the company is suing Dr. Ken Harvey for defamation following a complaint Dr. Harvey lodged with the Therapeutic Goods Administration. Well, the health report has since learned that following the story, Dr. Matthew Capehorn stood down as research director at SensorSlim. In an email circulated to all Australian SensorSlim franchisees, Capehorn explains that his decision was based on numerous contractual breaches by the company. He points out that in his time as research director for SensorSlim, he, and I quote, never saw any evidence to substantiate the weight loss claims made in their clinical trial, and that despite requests, he has never seen evidence of the original clinical trial, which has never been published in a peer-reviewed medical journal. According to Capehorn, SensorSlim have failed to pay him monies owed, failed to seek approval for the use of his image or written materials, and attributed statements to him which, he claims, he never said and does not agree with. And yet SensorSlim's defamation case against Ken Harvey is still in the courts. And that's all we have time for on this week's Health Report. I'm Joel Werner. I'll see you next time.